Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Council progressives will try to block the mayor's plan to tap New York City's top lawyer. It's Thursday, April 18th, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast calls for showers in New York City with a high near 50 and a low near 45. Before today's top story, storefront vacancy rates in New York City have yet to recover from pandemic peaks, with Manhattan in particular struggling to bounce back, new city data released Wednesday shows. The issue made headlines during the pandemic when retail storefronts on many major thoroughfares sat empty as businesses across the city shuttered. The issue was the focus of a city council hearing on Wednesday. Oswald Feliz, who chairs the Committee on Small Business, cited numbers from the Department of Small Business Services that showed, citywide, storefront vacancy rates currently sit at about 11.2% overall, a number barely below the peak of 11.3% at the height of the pandemic. About 16,384 of 144,359 storefronts citywide are currently vacant. Manhattan has consistently reported the highest rates. According to the Department of Small Business Services, vacancy is currently at 15% overall, with a whopping 22% in Lower Manhattan's Community District 1, and double digits almost everywhere else. Brooklyn is similarly high at 12% on average, while the Bronx and Queens are both at 8%. And over 1,600 illegal mopeds, motorcycles, ATVs, and dirt bikes were pulled off New York City streets in a massive NYPD crackdown on the ear-splitting rides, police say. Cops seized scores of scooters and mopeds without proper registrations and license plates during a 10-day operation across the five boroughs last week. ATVs and dirt bikes were automatically seized because they can't be registered as vehicles in New York State and therefore cannot be driven on city roads. Your NYPD officers removed 1,670 mopeds, motorcycles, ATVs, and dirt bikes to combat a nuisance that has negatively affected our communities and their quality of life, NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell posted on X. These vehicles are typically unregistered, unlicensed, and uninsured. Thanks to the hard work of officers across NYC, these vehicles will no longer be used to cause issues on our city streets. Those caught riding these illegal vehicles get summonses. Traditionally, the dirt bikes and ATVs are crushed to bits by the NYPD. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com. City Council Democrats from the party's progressive wing say they'll work to block Mayor Adams' expected plan to tap conservative legal heavy hitter Randy Mastro as his administration's next top attorney, setting the stage for a potentially contentious battle over his nomination. Sources first revealed late Tuesday that Adams is looking to replace his current corporation counsel, Sylvia Hines Raddix, with Mastro, an ex-federal prosecutor who served as a top official in Mayor Rudy Giuliani's administration and has a record of fighting for conservative causes in the legal arena. The corporation counsel, who leads the city law department, is the city government's top attorney and one of the only municipal positions that requires confirmation from the city council. A dozen Democratic members of the chamber told the Daily News on Wednesday they won't support a Mastro appointment under any circumstance. Mastro, while serving as Chevron's attorney, convinced a U.S. court to block an Ecuadorian judgment holding that the oil giant should pay $9.5 billion in damages to 30,000 farmers and indigenous people who suffered health problems from the company's drilling in the country. The Progressive Caucus comprises 18 of the council's 51 members. A corporation council nomination can be blocked if a majority of the council's members oppose it. One of the Progressive Caucus members, Brooklyn Councilman Chi Osei, said he can't imagine anyone in the caucus backing a Mastro pick. Queens Councilwoman Tiffany Caban, another Progressive Caucus member, agreed. Mastro, who represented Chris Christie, New Jersey's Republican ex-governor during his Bridgegate scandal, didn't return a request for comment Wednesday. Adams spokesman Fabian Levy didn't immediately comment. It wasn't just Progressive Caucus members who poured cold water on a potential Mastro nomination Wednesday. Manhattan Councilmember Sean Abreu, a Democrat who's not part of the caucus, said he'd be surprised if a Mastro pick even made it out of the council's Rules Committee, which must approve a corporation council nomination before it can go to a full vote. He also questioned whether Adams will ultimately nominate him. Based on his background, it would surprise me, Abreu said. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.